Good evening, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mir. I'll be your hostess for the next hour of enlightenment, communication, and just plain fun as I take live calls and chat with my sidekick, Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
I'd like to say a very special hello to any first-time listeners. Welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you along for the ride. If you're just finding your way around here at BBS Radio, please click on the show title and go to my homepage. We will wait. This way you can get to know me. And also, you'll find the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. You will also find my contact information if you would like to schedule a personal, private reading with me after the show. Get your dialing finger ready and get ready to make your move. Phone lines fill up fast when we're on, so get your place in line. For those of you who don't know, if you can't get through on Station 1's toll-free numbers, you're encouraged to muscle in on Station 2's. That means go to Station 2 and use the toll-free numbers listed there. You'll have a few more numbers to pick from. If you are holding the golden ticket and get through for a reading, we do ask that you email feedback. Readers live for feedback, don't we, Janet?
We do.
You will find the email address on the homepage, or go to Holistic Seek and find me there. We would love to gift you with a free reading here on the show tonight. As psychic mediums, we may pick up on your energy directly, or we may pick up on a loved one from across the veil. According to the feedback we get, we also seem to be picking up on those of you just sitting there listening.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I heard through the grapevine that our last reading was fitting another listener like a glove. Hey, it happens. It happens often, doesn't it, Janet?
It does.
If you would like an in-depth and private reading with me, either in person or over the phone, please check on my information page. You can email my Anchorage office, and we will email you back. I'll be here at Stars of Alaska all day tomorrow, that's Thursday, from noon until 6. I'll be taking walk-ins. Who am I? I'm a professional psychic medium who resides in Anchorage, Alaska. I hold a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a reader, a wife, a mother, a sister, Janet's friend, and your personal hostess for the next hour. The purpose of mediumship readings is to let you know that your loved ones on the other side are fine. The purpose of this show is to let you know that I'm out there, or up here, as the case may be. I'm available for private readings, I'm available for seminars, and I'm available for group readings. I also teach mediumship development circles and seminars to those who are serious and willing to expand their horizons. The standard I teach to is this: to educate readers to become professional psychic mediums. I also like to travel. If you would like to host me for a group reading or a seminar, just hook up using the information on my homepage. We are coming to you live tonight from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor in Anchorage, Alaska. Stars is your place for beautiful crystals, beautiful semi-precious cathedrals, fossils, books, and music. If you're in search of a metaphysical connection, then this is a store for you. Stop in and shop and tell them that you heard about them here. Stars also specializes in that good old Alaskan hospitality. Look for Stars at the Alaska State Fair. It's coming August 21st. Through September 1st, and I'll be taking one lucky person along with me for a day at the fair on Stars. Janet, I think we need to get down to business.
I want to go.
Yeah. You can go. Hey, let's claim our space and start taking calls. You ready?
You bet.
Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time, and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin. I have got to tell you, for those of you that have been at Stars of Alaska at night, it's busy in here. The bathroom door just closed.
Oh, good.
There's nobody in here but me and whoever's in the bathroom. I'm a little jumpy, that's why. Hey, I heard a beep, so we already have a caller. You want to go ahead and take it?
You betcha.
Hello?
Well, hello. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Hello, Janet and Julie.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, hi. My lucky night. I got through.
Yeah, I know this voice, don't I?
I don't know. Do you?
I think I do.
Oh, well, let's just go ahead.
Okay, Janet, go ahead and take it.
Oh, good.
You weren't in the bathroom, were you?
Yeah, that was me.
When I first heard the beep and you were still talking, I was getting, well, chest pain. So I don't know if there's something going on there.
I'm sorry, you were getting what?
Chest pain.
Oh, for me or for Julie?
For you.
Oh, no, that's not me.
Do you have somebody that you know that has somebody passed that had chest pains? That died of heart attack or something?
Oh, yeah. Possibly that could be my grandfather, maybe my grandmother, his wife.
Okay. I don't know. I immediately, as soon as you beeped in, that's what I got.
Okay.
I got turkey. Does Thanksgiving mean anything?
That would probably be maybe those would be the same grandparents that always had the Thanksgiving get-together.
Okay, take it, Janet.
Was your grandmother a teacher, or did she like to write?
No, that's me.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Well, I'm not a teacher. I like to write.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a female sitting at a desk writing.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I guess their way of validating that, you know.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I was doing it while the show was starting, and I was trying to get in.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at my computer.
Well, I'm seeing, if I can butt in for a minute, I'm seeing a pin with a pink plume on it, so I'm thinking you're a channeler and you write things down. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're a good one.
Thank you.
You're connected. Are you connected with the funny energy? Like ha-ha funny?
What do you mean?
Like it's entertaining or makes you giggle or laugh after you write it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a...
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say not every single time, but sure, they have a sense of humor.
Okay, let me tell you this. Janet's talked to A, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
A is one of the angels that channels through me.
Uh-huh.
And he is like Dr. Seuss. I mean, sometimes he is just drop-dead funny, and he'll use very few words, but the words sometimes have many different meanings, so a real simple sentence can actually be a very deep philosophical way to view something.
Right.
Is that kind of the synergy that you're picking up on?
Sometimes a message will, I think I know what you're saying, it'll seem simple, or maybe three sentences seem...
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I love that energy, and if you're connecting with that same energy, that is just cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Come to me. You just had one initial for me. A.
Okay. You're angel. Okay, so, you know, I don't want to hog the line. I know there's probably people trying to come through, but I'll say I'm giggling the whole time because, Julie, you do know me. It's so many dreams.
I thought so. I didn't know it was you. I knew the voice.
Yeah, and I didn't want to say, because you say that ruins it. So.
It does, but that is so cool. If you are connecting with that same angel, that's A. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
You're okay. Hilarious.
Yeah, and I tell you, when you're saying, are they funny, and I'm trying so hard not to laugh. But, you got me.
Well, the first time that I connected with A, he showed me I don't buy into the concept of heaven is in the clouds and we get there in the pearly gates and all that.
Yeah.
So his twisted sense of humor, he's sitting there like in this white robe thing, and he's got like the pin that you sign your name with at somebody's wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he goes, I'm the receptionist at heaven.
Uh-huh. Great.
Awesome.
Well,
hey.
Yeah, I thank you guys, and I'm glad I got in. It's usually hard, but I'm going to sit and enjoy the show now and let you guys get
there. Very good.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, Janet. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. For those of you that don't know Janet, we haven't really introduced what her history is. Janet is a student of mediumship.
A student of Julie's.
Yeah, a student of Julie's, and she's doing really, really, really well. It takes a lot of guts to come on the radio and do this. And Janet, I just want to give you a thumbs up and a kudos, because I think you're doing great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It is kind of scary when you first start out.
Yeah.
You know, I put it off as long as I could.
And I hounded her until she could be hounded no more. Hey, how many nights have you been awake now?
Oh. 3 days, 2 nights.
Okay.
No sleep.
All righty. So knowing that, let's take our next caller. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello? What was the mystery beep?
Yeah, I'm the one that's supposed to be sleeping.
Okay. I'll talk to you. How about if you pretend you're calling?
Hello.
Oh, you are there. Hello?
Hi, am I on the air?
You are live on the air. Yep.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, not too bad. How's it going?
I'm okay.
Okay. I'm feeling like I want to talk about Simon from, what is that show where they sing?
America's Idol. American Idol.
Yeah. Do you have a connection with singing, or do you feel like you're like on stage in front of being judged?
We're talking about singing?
Huh?
I can't hear you that well. You're talking about singing?
I'm talking about, do you feel like you're being judged right now?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you well. Is there any...
Okay, if you can't hear me, I'm going to ask you to hang up, okay?
Okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, now I hear you much better.
Okay, do you feel like you're being judged right now?
I'm being, what right now?
J-U-D-G-E-D. Do you feel like you're being judged right now? In life? Mm-hmm.
Stuck.
Judge. You feel like you're being judged.
In bed.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to hang up, because this is really kind of hard. Can you do that?
Sure. If I hang up, can you still talk about what you're
Yeah, I'm gonna try to tell you what I'm getting.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing. I don't watch that show of, I can't even think of the name of it,
American Idol.
Yeah, I don't even watch it because I really empathically pick up on all the judgment. I have a really hard time with it. I have a sister who is in the music business for a while. I know how harsh it can be. And what I was picking up right away is that she's feeling like she's very exposed or very judged. And what I wanted to share is that how I understand that particular show works is the three judges don't really judge. They're just there to kind of critique. And sometimes Simon, the one who I'm seeing, who has picked a lot of winners in the music business, is just, sometimes he's just really cruel in the way he comes across. And I just wanted to let her know, it's like Simon is only a figurehead. The real feedback comes from the people that you interact with. Were you picking anything up on her, Janet?
What I picked up was a St. Bernard dog, with, you know, the one with the barrel around the
mm-hmm.
neck. And so to me that means she feels the need to be rescued.
Ah, very good.
Maybe, or, you know, that was what I was feeling like.
That's what they do. Very good. And I think that would dovetail with the judgment that I was feeling. It's like, somebody help.
Right.
Somebody help. And, you know, when it comes down to it, that show, a lot of the people that didn't make it on the show actually make it in the business because they stand
right.
on their own 2 feet. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening, and I know you are, the power's within you. And don't worry about what the critics say. I was thinking about that today. I was walking Boo Boo and Snotty, the dogs. And I saw this beautiful poppy, and it was red. And I looked at the bottom of it, and it had purple. coming up under it. And those two colors you're not supposed to wear together unless you're a member of the Red Hat Society.
Right.
And I looked at that poppy, and it was the most beautiful poppy I'd ever seen in my life. And it's like, you know, sometimes the critics just don't know. God knows. God made that poppy, and that poppy is gorgeous.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. Anything else you're picking up for that lady?
No. I just, you know, like I said, I just kept seeing the St. Bernard and an overwhelming sense of needing to be rescued.
Rescued. I keep remembering there was, back when John Edwards was on Sci-Fi,
mm-hmm.
like years ago when he first came
right,
on.
When he first came on.
Yeah, he was doing a reading for a lady, and he kept saying, I see a church dog.
A church dog.
Well, it turned out it was at her St. Bernard. how they were showing it.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. Well, when I brought up that, how many nights has Janet been awake now? speaking from experience, I know that we seem to do a little better when we sit on the edge. Do you find that's true?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why, but it just feels like you're more open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know working from the peripheral of exhaustion seems to make the hips a little quicker and a little cleaner. Because you don't have the... I know for me, my temper gets real tiny, real short. And my symbolism becomes very clear because there's not a, you know, I don't leave myself open that much room for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm kind of exhausted right now just from life in general. Been really busy lately, so.
Seems to be a lot of that going around.
Yeah, it seems to be, yeah, and the injured fingers, I noticed that's going around. I thought that was kind of funny. I got a thing today from Uncle Don.
mm-hmm.
Who sends these things? And what did you say? I sent this to you. You remember what your comment was?
No.
Who thinks this stuff up?
Oh, yeah. So who thinks it up? Do they sit there and say, oh, I wonder what would happen if I sprayed WD-40 on my little finger that hurt?
On my little finger, and I'm here to tell you it worked. I've got a friend of mine who's a PA thinks is arthritis in my fingers, and I'm about at the right age, and my mom had it, so I tried WD-40, and I'm not recommending that you do it, but I found it worked very nicely. My finger doesn't hurt. Maybe that's the exhaustion kicking in.
I like the one, peanut butter, that gets scratches out of CDs.
Hey.
You know, okay, somebody's kid put peanut butter on it, and miraculously it wasn't scratched anymore?
Yeah,
how does this stuff happen?
Yeah. Well, we have another caller. Hello?
Hi, lady. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I smell fish. Good. Are you cooking fish?
No.
Are you cooking fish?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Is there a fish around you, or you live around a lake full of fish?
Yes, I live near the lake. That's right.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. All right. It was either that or Jesus was the next step. Okay. Are you in Wisconsin or are you near Wisconsin?
Well, it would be about 3-4 hours from Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. We're still tracking. Cool. Are you picking up anything, Janet?
My legs feel tired, and it's not because I've been awake for so long, but my legs feel tired. So have you been walking for a long time, or is there some significance?
Well, I
with your legs?
Tired. I did walk a couple of days ago that really wore me out.
Ah. Very good. Anything with emphysema or lung issues going on around you?
I didn't have any. I've outgrown it. Outgrown asthma.
You've outgrown it?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Are you holding some anger from a long time ago? You mad at somebody that you've been mad at for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's connected to the leg stress that Janet was feeling.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing playground equipment. Do you work on a playground?
No, I don't work on a playground.
You don't? Here's what I'm seeing. Do you remember those? They're probably illegal now. all the fun stuff now, yeah, outlawed. But they were like a half dome, but they were like rods that were all connected in like triangle shape. Do you remember that piece of playground equipment?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What I'm getting on that is every year somebody would break an arm or a leg on this thing. Do you have a broken arm or a broken leg?
No, I might have had like a broken bone in my elbow or something that I wasn't really aware of.
Okay.
I know it was hurting.
Okay, you might want to go get that checked out. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it hasn't bothered me.
Janet, are you picking anything else up?
Yeah, I just had this, like, knot in my stomach. Like, there's some kind of emotional issue around, you know, that either somebody's really just giving you a blow or you're anticipating something.
Are we losing her?
I can't understand that one.
Are you upset about something, or are you is your stomach kind of tied up in a knot?
Well, I have been really kind of irritated for like maybe a day.
Okay. Okay. Does this have to do with money?
Yeah, I have money.
Okay. Is money in another female?
No, female.
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing a dollar sign, and I'm seeing Romy and Michelle from some movie. I can't even remember what the movie was. Did you invent something, or did somebody take your idea or take your business? Or
no.
Okay. Have you had a really good idea that you talked about? Let me give you an example.
Not recently.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give you an example. Probably 18 years ago, let's say, when my son was a baby, my son was a toddler, my daughter was a baby, and we're flying, and I'm thinking, geez, it would be nice in a bathroom to have somewhere where I can lay the baby down and change her diaper and not have to put her on the floor, and called an attorney about getting a patent about it. He goes, that'll never fly, and a few years later, what is in every airport now? Those baby things. Okay. Did you have a really good idea like that?
Actually, I had several.
Okay. Are you angry? Did somebody steal one of your good ideas?
Well, I didn't think anybody directly around me did. I just happened to see something. Several years ago on the floor or something. I've had the idea for years.
Okay. Well, you need to protect your idea, or one day you too will walk in the airport and see your wife diaper lube sitting there. And you didn't get the royalties from it. Does that make sense?
Well, I haven't even thought about that for a long time.
Well, think about it. It's important. I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Are you having a hard time hearing us?
Yeah, it's a little bit murky.
Yeah, phone connections don't seem to be doing too well tonight. Maybe we could see if we could fix that on the other end. So, anyway, was there anything else? Do you have a sister on the other side?
No, I have no sister.
Okay. Did Mom lose a baby?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'm feeling like I want to tell you hello from your sister on the other side. Is Mom still here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, ask her if she miscarried a baby, because I feel like I want to tell you hello from your sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, hey, enjoy. How is the weather over there 4 hours from Wisconsin tonight? It's probably dark, huh?
Oh, it's really, it's mild.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit foggy, just a tad, cloudy.
Very good. Okay, Janet, do you have anything else for her?
Nope.
Okay. I think we're good. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, baby. Have a good night.
You too. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, the other thing...
I can barely hear her.
I could, too. We've got really mushy, hard phone connections here tonight. It's really straining. I always try to read on an empty stomach. Do you find that you do better when you're hungry?
Yes, and I, that's where I'm at tonight.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Starving. I know, I was thinking about picking up a burger. So, well, I heard another beep. Should we go ahead and take it?
You bet.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. I get an L-A-W. Does that make sense to you?
L-A-W?
L-A-W, like the first three letters of a name. Does that make sense?
Close, but no.
Oh, close, okay. All right. Stood right out, and I'm seeing a striped lollipop. You have a grandmother on the other side. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
She wants to tell you hello. Is there a connection between her and L-A-W?
My father is L-A-C.
Okay. Is this his mother?
It could be. I have two grandmothers on the other side.
Okay, well, this one is, I'm getting the stripes of the lollipop, and she's giving me L-A-W, or I'm picking up L-A-W, so if that connects to Dad. Does Dad work with numbers like an accountant?
Work with what?
Numbers.
No.
Okay, who works numbers? Who's an accountant or works in a bank?
I have no idea.
Okay, it's connected to Grandma.
Okay.
Who is symbolized here by the stripy lollipop. I'm trying to pull more.
All right.
I'm talking. Yeah. She's telling me, is it cloudy where you're at right now?
Yes.
Did it rain today?
No, I don't think so.
Was it like misty?
Nope, not unless it did it while I was inside at work.
Okay,
what was that, Julie?
This morning, was it foggy or misty?
No.
Okay. She's making me feel like I'm walking through foggy or misty, not really rain, but not really dry.
Okay.
You might be going to get some rain. Is there a connection with
Yay,
you?
Yay, we need more.
Okay. Keep dancing. any connection
to
you?
That's funny, because I just saw somebody dancing out in the field. That's exactly what I saw.
Yeah. Any connection to you with Flipper?
With Flippers?
They call him Flippers. Dolphins?
It is hard to hear you guys tonight.
I know. It's outrageously hard to hear us. It's kind of frustrating.
I bet.
Yeah. Any connection to Flipper?
Not to Flipper.
Are you an angel person also?
I am not.
Okay. Dolphins, to me, are precursors to angels.
Okay. I am very right-brained, although I try to use my left. It just doesn't work very well.
Oh, well, good. You're in good company, because we're trying to be very right-brained when we're doing this. That's where this happens. Janet, what else are you picking up on?
I get a excitement, like I'm excited about doing something, or you just got some good news, or, you know, something like that.
Some good news?
Yeah. Did you just get some good news, or are you excited about going or doing something?
I'm concerned about a move that I'm hoping is the right one.
No, I'm feeling like it is, because I'm excited about doing something.
That's excellent.
Cool. And boxes. I'm seeing boxes. Move. Are you buying a house?
No, I'm having to sell my home and start renting again.
Okay. I feel like you're going to buy another house.
All right.
Yeah. Look around the corner. Look around the corner. I feel like I need to go outside and look right around the corner.
That's where I'm hopefully moving to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it's the right one.
And I feel like you're going to buy it.
That'll work.
Hey, all right. Let's all trade houses. What do you say?
Yeah, right.
There we go.
Does the word Caspian mean anything to you? Like Caspian Sea?
Casting?
Caspian.
Caspian?
Yeah, like the Caspian Sea.
Not that I know. Not that I'm aware of.
Do you like Roman things like chariots and suits, their little hats? And I can't remember what those are called, like with the scrub brushes on top. I'm really tired tonight. I'm sorry.
No, not really.
Okay. Are you charging forward like a Roman guy in the chariot?
I am trying very much, yes.
Okay, that's the energy that I see around you. And I believe
okay.
they're pretty ruthless. Like, I saw Ben-Hur.
Okay.
And like where they'd have the chariot races, and they were kind of ruthless guys. You have to get tough with this move?
A little bit.
Yeah, get tough. Put on your helmet with the scrub brushy thing on top.
I certainly will.
Okay. Janet, are you getting anything else?
The word Stephen just came up on letters. I mean, it was just like flashing. Do you know a Stephen, or is there a Stephen?
My realtor is Steve.
Hey. Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom. Good job.
There we go.
All right. I think you should
go. You guys are on it.
Oh, thank you. I think you should go for it. This is a good move.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling like it is.
Yep.
That is excellent to hear.
Okay. And one more thing I'm getting is a silver star. Was your grandfather, one of your grandfathers in the military, did he get a silver star?
You know, quite a few of my family members were military, but I don't know about a silver star. I'll have to check that out.
Find out. I feel like there's a silver star, and he's really, really proud of it. That's all he's got to say.
Okay.
All right. Did one of them die of lung cancer?
My uncle died of cancer.
Okay, was it lung cancer?
He had lung and liver and I think something else.
Okay, well, he's wearing his lung cancer like a badge. Hello.
Okay.
Would he be your dad's brother?
My mother's brother.
Your mother's brother. Okay. Were he and dad pretty good friends?
You know what? I'm not sure. My grandfather died when I was pretty young.
Okay. Find out.
Okay. I know he's also, his first initial is an L, but I don't know.
Ask your family. Do a little homework. What is L-E-W? And were that uncle and your dad good friends?
Okay.
If not, the uncle is shadowing your dad.
Is shadowing my dad?
Yeah, he's following dad around.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Any last
things? I have a lot to look into.
Yeah, you got some homework. Any last things for her, Janet?
Nope. I do feel good about the move because the word Stephen that I was getting is now like it's like just kind of flickering and dancing like pick me, you know.
Oh, maybe go out dancing with Steve.
All right.
You have a good night.
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
A dancing realtor is a good thing.
Oh, it was just the name.
That's very cool.
I normally don't pick up on names.
No, you don't. That was a good hit.
Wow.
Because that was a hit. Go, Janet, go. So have you had anything interesting happening this past week besides not going to sleep?
I had a friend that called me that was really pretty anxious about things that were going on in their house and things. Things that, you know, just kind of unexplained things. They were wanting to know if I could help them there.
Okay, hang on to that thought. We got another call.
Okay.
Hello?
With the ghost caller.
Another phantom beep?
Yeah.
They've left the bathroom and now they're in the phone.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us? Hello?
We kind of got us.
Uh-oh.
I had Linda.
Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if that's what it was, but
yeah.
I must be on a name roll today.
That would be really cool. It's kind of neat to hit a name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very neat. Yeah. We hear you beeping, and we're trying to answer. Hello? Okay. Well,
That was funny because I was getting a lot of strong things with that call.
Yeah, with the last caller.
Yeah, because yeah. I was getting goosebumps and.
She had a really bright energy, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. So kind of like a bouncy ball. I know the grandmother, the lollipop. I haven't seen that for a long time.
Cool.
So, yeah, that. I wanted to ask her if she worked in the insurance industry. I didn't ask her that. So do we have a caller there? I'm hearing a whole bunch of beeping, but I'm not hearing a caller. So. Okay, let's get back to your friend.
Okay. Well, they were really having some issues, some strange things going on in the house.
I
picked up on a male energy right off.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I called you. I was like, help.
So I heard another beep. Are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm thinking we're having some production problems, so getting people through. So anyway.
Yeah, gotta love these one-sided conversations, huh?
Yeah. If you are there, just say hello, and then we'll interrupt what we're doing and go to you. But we do hear the beeping.
Yes.
And it would be nice if we didn't hear the beeping.
Oh, I heard somebody.
Yeah. Hello?
Beep.
Yeah, I can hear a constant. Okay, anyway, we'll just move on. So I called your friend, and I was talking to her about what was going on, and I asked her if she smelled popcorn. And she kind of freaked at that point. And handed the phone to the guy. And I asked him if he smelled popcorn. And he said, yeah, I've been smelling a whole bunch of burning stuff. And popcorn is one of the things I've been smelling. So I knew I had connected to whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anyone there? No? Okay. Trying to remember what happened. That was kind of cool, like getting a name though. That direct hit just made me kind of want to jump up and down, happy, because
right.
I was really, 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 really smelling it really strong. And I kept getting the letter C, and I kept seeing a person who climbed utility poles, like a lineman. Isn't that what they call them?
Right.
A gap up and down the poles.
Well, you got the name really close, didn't you? You
really
kept saying,
close.
You kept saying. I don't know, Chuck E. Cheese or something, the person that you were picking up on, his wife or something was Chicky or something.
Something really close to that, yeah.
It was really close.
Yeah, and then I kept getting flowers, which is usually symbolism for mother or an anniversary coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the person I was talking to said, no, it's not my mother. No, I don't have an anniversary coming up. He was really stressed. And as it turns out, we figured out that the C, the person that was coming through, and C, the name I was getting, would have been having their anniversary this month.
Yeah.
So we figured out that this energy that was coming through was telling C happy anniversary.
Right.
The real kicker for this poor guy, though, is that... I remember telling him, it's like, have you ever seen the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg? Where she gives Patrick Swayze one last time to come through and dance with Demi Moore,
right.
Who was his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's kind of what I feel like is happening to you right here, and it's probably kind of overwhelming. And I thought he was going to cry. He was really, really emotional about it. So.
Yeah, he was really taken aback, and he was like... I talked to him afterwards and the following day even, and they were like, he was just giddy.
Yeah. Well, here, let me see if we have a caller, and if we don't, then I'll finish, but then I'll hang on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Oh, well, doing okay. Do you have a pony?
The same lady that was calling in earlier?
I have a question for you.
Okay. Are you, Janet wanted to know if you're the same lady that called in earlier.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I called in, and then I thought we got disconnected.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
This is the Linda lady.
Are you the Linda lady?
I got the same thing when she called in.
Okay, go ahead and talk to Janet. She's already tracking with you here.
I got Linda when you said hello the first time. I got Linda, and then as soon as you said hello again, I got Linda again. That's why I was asking if you.
No, I'm not Linda. I'm Dita.
Do you have Linda?
Do you know a Linda or have a Linda that's crossed?
No, I was on the line, but I never got to speak to anybody.
Does Dita have someone on the other side named Linda?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm seeing a bobblehead dog shaking his head up and down. Yes, yeah, so write it down.
What?
Linda's got something to do. Do you know a Linda?
I know a Linda, but not deceased.
Well, there's something important with Linda.
With Linda, huh?
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to be deceased. There's just something real strong about Linda. Is she a friend of yours or a relative?
Yeah. Yeah. There is a Linda I know.
Yeah. Have you been dealing with her a lot lately? Because there's a strong connection between you and Linda.
No, not really.
Okay.
She's like my son's aunt, but yeah.
I've got the energy of a female from the other side showing me a bobblehead dog that sits on a dashboard, and it's shaking its head up and down. Yes, yes. So, do you and Linda have a woman on the other side in common?
No.
Is she your husband's sister?
No.
Okay.
The Linda I know is still alive.
Okay, you're missing my question. Does Linda, who's still alive, and Dita, who's on the phone, have a woman in common on the other side? Is Linda your husband's sister?
No, she's she would be like an ex-in-law.
Okay, was she an ex-in-law of a husband? Was she a sister of an ex-husband?
No. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's truthful.
Okay. The woman on the other side is insistent that you listen to what Janet's saying because Linda is very important.
Okay.
And the interaction that's coming up with Linda is very, very important. And I keep hearing the word stellar.
Stella?
Stellar, like really good.
Yeah, Stella.
No, stellar, S-T-E-L-L-E-R. Like these are stellar shoes. Yeah. They're not, but not. And I'm getting the color silver. So I'm thinking, is Linda's mother crossed?
No.
Okay. Is Linda's mother ill?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Janet, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm getting like the room spinning, like I'm like a dizzy sort of feeling. I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm feeling.
You're getting a what?
I'm getting the room feels like it's spinning. I'm lightheaded, feeling dizzy.
Something's coming up with Linda.
Did we lose her?
I think we did. The question that she was trying to ask, they were trying to answer. So.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all right. There's the woman on the other side coming through from the other side. This energy is very, very, very strong.
Well, I got Linda as soon as she came on the first time, and then whenever she started again, I was like, that's the same lady, because I got the same exact.
Yeah. And here's something to remember, too, you guys. When you're getting a reading, we're not in charge of what's coming through. Our job is to share that whatever's coming through. So they have something they want to say, and they generally want to get the message through. So a lot of times, if it isn't making sense to you, write it down, because it will make sense to you later. So that bobblehead dog was kind of funny. I haven't seen one of those in a while either. It's like, yes. So, well, I heard another beep. Let's go ahead and take that. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My name's Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
And I'm glad I tried many times to call in tonight.
Is your finger sore?
Yes.
Okay.
I have redial thumb now.
Well, let's reward your effort with a reading from Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I'm getting a dog chasing his tail. Do you feel like that's what you're doing?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm seeing. I was seeing a dog chasing his tail.
Going in circles.
It's quite comical. Yeah. It was actually kind of comical. I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Okay.
Do I know you, Darlene?
Charlene.
Darlene. Okay. So
yes, I've had two readings with you, and one in Wasilla and one in Anchorage.
Okay, because your energy feels very, very, very familiar to me.
Okay.
Okay. Anything with softball or baseball?
Not that I know of.
Okay, here's what I'm feeling like. I'm feeling like I'm probably the catcher or the umpire, and somebody's throwing a baseball at me really fast, and I'm like, yes! And I played catcher once, so I got hit by the ball. And I know the job is you can't be afraid of the ball, but you have to catch it. So I feel like you've got an opportunity coming to you. Do you understand this?
And I
feel like you need to catch it. It's scary as heck.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Have you ever played baseball?
Not me. I'm sure I did when I was younger.
Okay. I love to give people homework. It's the teacher and me. I want you to go find a baseball game where they'll let you be the catcher.
Oh, gosh.
But don't hit me with the ball.
Okay. I have a question also. I am 1 week overdue my pregnancy due date.
Are you having a baby girl?
I'm having a boy.
Okay. I get pink.
I saw the ultrasound.
Hey, I'm not arguing.
Okay.
Did you want a girl or was there pink?
I have a girl.
You have a girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's three.
She's almost three.
Okay. This is who we're picking up.
Okay.
Is she excited about the baby, but glad that the baby's not there yet?
She's excited about it, and we'll see how she does.
Have you been letting her know that her status of baby is about to be bumped?
Not really.
Okay.
Were we just telling him that someone else is coming? And
okay.
That's about it.
I think she's aware of it, because when you said baby, I got pink, and I got little girl, and I'm, and then I got three. So she's very aware of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Lance?
What's that?
Who is Lance?
I don't know.
L-A-N-C-E. Okay, got that name.
I knew someone named Lance a long, long time ago.
Okay, whatever it is, he's popping up. Was this a boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
No? Okay, all right. Whatever it is about Lance, it's popping up again, so. May have something to do with the baby. Are you wondering when the baby's coming?
You bet. I'm a week overdue.
At least it's not 90 degrees up here. That's what.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know, I get the number 9.
The number 9.
The number 9. So I don't know. We're past 9.
Yeah, we're past that. And I'm not shooting for the next 9.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Next month is 9.
Yeah. Yikes. Is this baby coming C-section?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, not that I know of. I mean, he's not a planned cesarean. I'm seeing a midwife. I'm planning a water birth.
Okay. All right. Oh, cool. Cool. 9 feet of water, maybe? I don't know.
No, the tub's not that big. I've seen it.
Are you into numerology at all?
You know, I've read and heard a little bit about it. I don't know if I would call myself into it.
Well, check out the number 9, because I feel like that's the message from the baby.
Okay.
I know nothing about numerology.
Maybe 9 o'clock tonight.
Hey, that would be cool.
That'd be good. I could work that in.
You got 10 minutes.
Maybe what tomorrow.
What are some wives' tales about making the baby come castor oil?
Yeah.
I did aerobics.
Yeah.
Don't follow my advice.
Yeah, don't do what I did either.
What'd you do?
I rode a motorcycle down the railroad track. It worked.
For those of us that know Janet, we're not surprised. So, yeah, I keep getting the number 9, and I'm actually hearing the Beatles song, number 9, number 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I keep hearing the name Lance. That's important. Huh, are you wearing a red tank top?
I'm wearing a red shirt.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we like that. Okay. We inside of your tummy like that red energy. I think you've got a challenge on your hands. You know, the good thing about a very strong-willed child, I have a very strong-willed daughter, they teach us a lot about ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, in retrospect.
Right.
After you lived through it and got past it. But yeah.
So that's the challenge that I was seeing, actually, when I was giving you the baseball game analogy.
Okay, the birth or the raising of...
The raising of the child.
Oh, okay.
Good luck to you.
All right, well,
they
thank
have some
you.
Good stones down here at Stars for, like, calming things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't been in there in a while. I haven't been to Anchorage in quite a few months, so.
Well, get in the car and come on in. It's not that far.
I know.
Okay.
Bring the new baby.
Yeah, bring the baby. Bring
okay,
those kids.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Okay,
good night.
Bye.
Good job, Janet. Way to go. You're hitting tonight. I think you should stay up forever.
Yes. That's it. Sleeps out.
Sleeps out. Yeah. Yep. Back to the story. The part I wanted to share that was kind of freaky, which has kind of got me thinking about the door shutting in here. I was praying with this man and this woman to put some protection around them because I didn't have a good feeling about what was happening at the time. And, you know, if in doubt, pray. Technically, help is a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When I called in the Sentinels or when I called in the four archangels, the phone went dead.
Nice.
I called them back. Waited a bit and called him back, and he told me that he just dropped the phone. It just fell out of his hand, and the phone broke, and the batteries and stuff came out. So,
but he didn't like those archangels.
Yeah. Well, and what we were trying to do was get this energy off of this guy.
Right.
You know, it's okay when you cross if you want to come back and say hi, you know, and do a flyby, something like that, but it's not okay to, like, inhabit somebody's body. So
right.
That's what we're helping with. So I think that was a beep. Hello?
I think so.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Can you hear? I don't think she can hear us.
I don't think so. I can't hear her either.
Okay, yeah. What's that cell phone commercial? Can you hear me now?
You're right.
Yeah, I think
hello?
I apologize to everyone. I think
there
we're having production problems tonight.
Yeah, there she I think she's back.
Yeah.
Julie?
Janet, see if she can hear you.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm getting a bunch of bars. Like you're looking through bars, do you feel like you're being held captive?
Okay, repeat that.
I said I got a bunch of bars, like you're looking through bars. Do you feel like you're being held captive by something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I'm feeling like. Like, yeah, let me out.
yeah, that would probably be close.
I'm smelling grape Kool-Aid. Does that make sense?
No, I hate anything grape.
Oh, okay. Are you hating a lot of things right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you're putting the bars up with your feelings. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, when we're very negative, we attract... We've all seen The Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's what's happening because I'm like grape and everything's grape. So cut yourself some slack and give yourself, love yourself a little bit and let go of some of that negativity that you're carrying around.
Yeah, the best way to do that is to be okay with where you're at.
Is life kind of surreal right now, I want to say a nightmare?
Definitely.
Okay, because remember, did you ever see the show called Twin Peaks?
No.
Okay, it was a really weird show. Did you ever see that show, Janet?
Yeah.
Weird, and there's this little dancing dwarf guy, and that's what I'm seeing right now. Are you not sleeping real well?
Sleeping?
Uh-huh. Or are you sleeping
no.
a whole bunch?
No, I don't sleep a lot.
Okay. Do you like mineral baths, or do you like to take, like, hot bubble baths, things like that?
When I have time.
Okay, make the time. And if you don't have time, you can just wash your hands in really warm water, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing the Star of David around you. Is there someone named David?
Yeah.
Okay, is David somebody that you love that you're estranged from?
We're just really good friends.
Okay. Are things kind of weird right now with David?
Kind of. He's been going with my niece, and they just broke up, and I...
Ah, okay.
I just stay out of it.
Okay. Is this Lynn?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm seeing someone that both Lynn and I know that I'm estranged from, that I don't usually see them, so I understand what you're feeling. And Janet, you are absolutely on target right. So, sweetie, please cut yourself some slack. Love
you. Yeah, I'm also seeing like a box, and that tells me that, you know, this person is like feeling boxed in.
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah for you. Is that right? Yeah.
It's a very small box.
Yeah.
Lynn and I go way back. We've known each other since we were little kids.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. And
you're really hard to get a hold of, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
And then once you get through, you can't hear us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And Lynn's going through some medical stuff right now, too, and some relations. Stuff. So Janet was absolutely on target with the bars. I got to tell her that. So.
Very good.
Anyway, and Leonard, I hate to do this to you, but we got to go. So.
That's okay.
Send me an email.
Okay.
Give me your phone number. I'll give you a call when I get home. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. Janet, as usual, it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, everyone that called in. Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, is it that time already?
It is that time. We got to go.
Okay.
Have a good night, my friend.
Good night.
We'll see
good
you
night,
later.
Everybody.
Okay.
Bye.